5 Reasons Why Your Dog Smells So Bad, What to Do About It. Introduction to 5 Reasons Why Your Dog Smells So Bad, What to Do About It. A dog's body odor is a natural part of doggy life, especially early on. As they mature, most dogs will develop a fairly neutral smell. Dogs naturally smell, well, like dogs. But just because a canine scent is normal, your pet should not have an odor that is unacceptable. If you have noticed a new, undesirable smell lingering around your canine companion, it's important to identify the source and eliminate the odor. You and your dog will be much happier, and your nose will be too. However, some dogs develop more disagreeable smells than others, and no owner wants to deal with a stinky dog. Smelly dogs can bother us with their odor, as well as with the stains that result from their wet noses. Here are 5 reasons why a dog may get stinky, and what you can do to remedy each of these issues. Dental problems. The number one cause of bad breath in dogs, just like people, is the buildup of plaque and tartar on their teeth. Some small breeds are especially prone to dental problems like gum disease. Another problem specific to certain breeds is gingival hyperplasia, the overgrowth of the gums that can harbor small bits of food and produce a rotten smell. Keeping your dog's teeth clean at home is the first step in solving this problem, but ultimately your pet may need a dental cleaning from a veterinary professional. When teeth remain dirty after eating, tartar begins to build up. Pockets of bacteria develop along the gum line, and with time, those pockets of bacteria develop into pus and smelly discharge. How can you keep your dog from developing a foul odor from the mouth? The best way to deal with a foul odor in the mouth is by preventing it before it even happens. A dog with normal dentition can be fed a diet of raw meaty bones. If your dog eats commercial kibble or canned food, or if he has abnormal teeth, the only thing to do to prevent the infection and avoid the smell is to brush the teeth once daily. Dogs that already have tartar buildup also have periodontal disease, and the pockets of bacteria that you cannot see are causing a foul odor from his mouth. Have his teeth cleaned at your veterinarian. All the toys and chewies they sell in pet stores will not do it. If you do not take care of your dog's oral health, he is going to stink. Gas. Flatulence is a common problem in dogs, and if yours can clear the room after passing gas, it is often an intolerance to an ingredient in their food. Working with your veterinarian to change to a different diet, whether that be grain-free or fish-based, can often help the problem. However, excessive wind can sometimes signal an underlying medical issue, so if the air around your pet remains whiffy, continue to consult your veterinarian until the problem is resolved. Allergies. Seasonal or food allergies can cause inflammation of the skin, which leads to excessive secretion of oil from certain glands in the skin, producing a musty smell. A poor diet can contribute to this condition, and can also be the cause of other problems including yeast infections, which also give off a foul odor. These are often caused by a diet high in carbohydrates and processed foods. Changing to high-protein, non-processed dog food, or trying out allergy tablets for dogs can often help with this. Ear infections. Ear infections are also common in dogs. Some of them will make a dog smell really foul. What can be done about it? If the dog has inhalant allergies, his ear problems should be taken care of, ear washes and antibiotics, at the same time as the allergies are being treated. Ear mites can be treated easily with olive oil. Grass seed or other foreign body in the ear might be irritating and can cause a lot of pus and stink. Several herbal and homeopathic therapies are available. There are so many alternatives, depending on the cause of your dog's ear problems, that you need to consult a holistic veterinarian to find out what might work. Like a dog with a skin infection, a dog with an infected ear should be examined by your vet. If the eardrum is intact, a cleaning solution can be dispensed, and the dog will be treated with the appropriate antibiotics or fungal treatment. Smelly ears are difficult to deal with. If your dog has allergies and floppy ears like a Cocker Spaniel and has suffered recurrent ear infections, a cheap and efficient way to clean the ears is with dilute vinegar. There are some household remedies, like women's gynecological cream, that might help. If your dog's ear problem is not clearing up, consult a holistic vet in your area to examine some of the alternative treatments. Anal sacs. Anal sacs, also referred to as anal glands, are located on each side of the dog's anus. The glands fill up with a nasty-smelling substance, some of which is released every time your dog poops. For some dogs, however, the anal sacs can become impacted or infected, causing that nasty-smelling substance to subtly leak and put your dog in an extreme amount of discomfort. Signs that your dog's anal sacs are bothering them include sliding their bottom on the floor to relieve itchiness and constant licking of the area, along with a not-so-pleasant, musky scent. If your dog is experiencing any of these symptoms, take them to the vet or groomer to have their anal sacs expressed manually. Failure to do this will lead to further discomfort and pain for your dog and can lead to abscesses and ruptures. You can also ask your vet to teach you how to manually express the anal glands if this is something that happens often for your pup. Like ear infections, impacted anal glands are more common with dogs who suffer from allergies. Be sure to keep as many allergens out of your dog's environment as possible to avoid chronic anal sac irritation. What to do about it? Start dental hygiene early to prevent problems. This can include annual dental cleanings, brushing your dog's teeth at home, and even certain dog chews can help reduce dental buildup. Keep folds in the skin and ears clean and dry. Check your dog's ears periodically and be sure to dry them after swims or baths. Feed a healthy diet. If you suspect your dog's diet might be the culprit, try a diet with different ingredients. Consult your veterinarian for recommendations. Bathe your dog regularly. An obvious, yet often neglected solution. If the stink persists, consult your veterinarian as some medical conditions can produce strange odors. Breath that smells fruity or sweet could indicate diabetes, while kidney disease or bladder infection can result in the breath that smells like urine.